David Lakin, IET's Head of Education, joins us to discuss the full report and what can be done to ensure the UK has an incoming fleet of STEM students. Welcome, David. So, David, can I start by asking you, for those of us who haven't yet had a chance to read the IET's Inspiring the Next Generation of Engineers report, what are the key findings?
Some of the key findings is highlighting a decline in the interest of STEM subjects. In particular, science is down for 9 to 12-year-olds, falling around about 10%. Design and technology down around about 12%, and ICT computing a further 14%. So it's not great news, not great reading, and we're not 100% sure to the reasons behind that. But talking to teachers, they're telling us that the time pressures to having to teach a full curriculum, poor teaching resources, and other classroom distractions are some of the contributing factors towards that. So we're at the IET working very hard to provide schools and teachers with up-to-date curriculum resources for them to deliver STEM subjects, CPD training to help develop their own confidence in delivering those subjects, and also career information and guidance.
So where does the responsibility lie in trying to stimulate a child's interest for STEM subjects, do you think, David?
Well, obviously teachers are a big influence in a young person's life, delivering teaching within the classroom. But we also have to look at parents as well. We know that parents are the biggest influence in a young person's life. So if they have the wrong perceptions of STEM and STEM subjects, and obviously careers such as engineering, that's going to filter down to the children. The good news is that perceptions around engineering and technical jobs are on the increase. But we need to continue to try and change perceptions with positive role models, educate parents on the importance of STEM subjects, and highlight all the benefits of a career in engineering.
So how do you think teachers and parents can work together on this? Is it the sort of STEM teachers themselves, or the head of year, or the head teachers that has the responsibility between creating this joining up?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's the job of the school to deliver these subjects in the classroom, but a lot can be done back at home as well. So again, it's parents being more mindful around the terminology they're using around STEM subjects. So when their son or daughter comes home with homework and they may be assisting them, it's being mindful of how they talk about those subjects. So for example, they don't say, "Oh, I hated maths when I was at school," or "You'll never use science when you're older," and things like that. More changing it to say, "I wish I was better at maths when I was at school," and "Oh, science is very important," and it lays a foundation. So it's little things like that. So schools can work closely with parents on that, and parents can obviously take more of an interest.
And obviously you touched on this earlier, talking about how studying STEM subjects has for decades sort of conjured up negative stereotyping of geekiness, men in white coats, relentless lab work, etc. How can we try and reverse this and ultimately make science, technology and engineering subjects sort of back on the cool list, if you like?
Yeah, well, we are seeing that perception change, and that is because, you know, technology is used more and more in everyday life. It's now integrated into everything that we do, and young people in particular can quite easily pick up a phone or a tablet or a computer and be able to use it straight away. So that has helped with the development of technology, certainly over the last 5 to 10 years. But also it's positive role models. It's looking at role models that are engineers and all working within the STEM landscape that go into schools and work with them, or they may see out and about. And it's connecting STEM to things that they can relate to. So it's not just seen as being a geeky kind of subject.
So sort of just talking about this in your everyday life, would that be, for example, when you're talking to your child about the way something works, trying to incorporate positive language around, you know, that's the sort of thing an engineer might do when you're talking about, I don't know, a pair of trainers or something, for example?
Absolutely. Everything around us has been engineered. Yes, down to the trainers that the kids are wearing, down to their smartphones, down to their Alexa device. that has all been designed and created by engineers. So young people studying in school today are at a very exciting point where they have the ability to engineer and design a better world in the future for us all to live in.
Now, David, is it all bad news? What can we learn from this year's A-level results?
It's not all bad news, no, not at all. And we are seeing a shift. We're seeing more girls studying maths and STEM subjects, which is fantastic. We still have a low number of female engineers in the profession, so that's something we're trying to address. But we are seeing an upturn in STEM subjects going on to further and higher education. So we're not there yet, and we'll continue to keep pushing STEM and providing information and resources for schools to deliver it in the classroom.
And finally, one sort of word from you. If someone's listening to this podcast and they have a child who is showing interest in studying STEM subjects, but they feel the school isn't giving them enough support in that and guiding them through that process, what can people do?
There's lots of resources out there that they can do to enhance and encourage that interest. We've got loads on IET website, so the IET.org. We've got lots of free resources that parents as well as teachers can download to do at home. But it's also, again, being mindful of everything around them and encouraging their children to think positively about STEM or taking them along to museums or events and activities that are going on in their local community.
And conversely, if a teacher is listening to this and they have identified a particular interest and skill in one of the children that they're teaching, which they don't feel the parent is sort of supporting at home, what advice would you give to them?
Well, again, if they visit our website to download any of the resources that they could use, plus we have a wealth of career information and guidance to help develop and guide that young person through to hopefully a career in engineering.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us today, David.